At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hello and welcome to episode 963 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Friday. We are now just 2 days away from the Super Bowl. I can feel the buzz. I can feel the excitement. Last night in my hotel, the Resorts World Hotel, which is where I'm staying, they had the NFL Honors. So I was walking in and out, had to do a bunch of stuff for work. And then, of course, I was going back and forth from Radio Row, went down to the D, and then went to a party later in the day, which is quite a bit of fun. But anyway, I'm like bumping into, you know, NFL players left and right. So it was pretty interesting. And the excitement of a lot of Chiefs fans, I must say. It feels like this is either the Chiefs hotel or maybe it's a sign when it comes to betting the Super Bowl. But really heating up here in Vegas. Had a great day today. Been at Circa earlier today. Got to meet with my mentor and friend, the great Bill AD, and then Bill walked me up to Stadium Swim. So I was able to go up to the Stadium Swim and catch the Dan Le Batard show a little bit. And for the first day since I've been here since Sunday. So I'm getting a little sad to see the end of my trip here. But it was the first day where it was like sunny and a little bit warm. So I'm like, okay, this is the Vegas I remember. And I tell you what, I'm not that excited to go back to Boston as we have about a foot and a half of snow. But I do miss my wife. I do miss my dog. But either way, living it up, living the dream out here in Vegas. So anyway, guys, I have a 4-pack of sweats for you today on a big Friday. I have 2 college basketball bets for you. I have 1 NBA bet, and then I have 1 NHL bet. Looking back toward yesterday, we grinded out a pretty good day. Could have been better, I'll be honest with you. But I will always take a 4-2 plus 1.36 unit night. Had some big hits there with Penn State. I'm glad we added that late as there was kind of a sharp line freeze and saw that line come back to Penn State. Binghamton, where are my Binghamton fans at? I tell you what, guys, when you're shopping around, it's kind of a literal and a figurative type of term. Like, I'm in Massachusetts. We have legalized betting, of course. Shopping around just means opening up my app, finding out what book gives me the best number, and then going to that book and putting in the bet. Out here, it's different. Shopping for the best line, you got to put in real work because my hotel Resorts World, I mentioned this before, they don't have added games or extra games in college basketball. My first day I went up to try to bet it. He looked at me like I'm a crazy person. Like, Stetson, Binghamton, like, who the hell are you? I don't even know. Are you sure that's a basketball team? I'm like, yes, it is. But anyway, I've been walking to Westgate. I've been going to Treasure Island. I've been going to the Wynn. So yesterday I walked to the Wynn to go bet Binghamton. I barely got it in time because the time zone change is always screwing me up. I think it's a 6 o'clock game, but actually it's 3 o'clock out here. Anyway, It was worth the walk because Binghamton came up absolutely huge for the team with a big victory. We also got the Flames Devils over. That was 2-1 late second period. Then they just went nuts with goals in the third period. So we got our over, which was great, over 6.5. And then the Grizzlies and the Bulls over also hit. I was at Mandalay Bay later in the night, and I was watching that game, and I tweeted about it. But I was like, ooh, this is going to get dicey. It looked really good. Then there was a bit of a lull, and they really turned on the scoring fourth quarter to get us the over for Grizzlies Bulls. Now, 4-2 plus 1.36 unit night, fantastic. But it should have been better. You know why? Because the state of Utah let us down yesterday. One, Utah Valley. Sharp line move. They're up 38-23 in the first half, had a 15-point lead, then up losing the game. So that sucked. And then also Utah. Oh my God, Utah. Are you kidding me? You go to three overtimes. And I'm like hoping at the end of every overtime that like either make it or miss it. Lose by one, lose by two, win by one, win by two. Just stop going overtime. And of course, what hurt the most is we got plus 5.5. They lose by 6. And then I look at the box score because I wasn't able to watch much of the game because I was at Mandalay Bay for quite a bit. I was meeting up with some buddies. But I look at the box score. Did you guys see the free throw attempts for Utah? 10 of 21. When you go to triple overtime and you lose by 6 and you're holding a 5.5 and you missed 11 free throws, Utah, you could have just made one of those and we cover the number. So anyway, frustrating, but I think it's always a good problem to have when you complain about not going 6-0 when you go 4-2 and turn a profit. So either way, guys, good day yesterday. Let's see if we can keep it rolling here for the last Market Insights pod of my Vegas trip. Again, I'll still be here for Saturday, Sunday, but I'll be doing the sweat. I will have morning bets for you, but this is the last Market Insights pod of the week. So let's end it on a high note. Real quick, guys, housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, go sign up for the free daily newsletter. You can sign up VSiN.com/newsletter. Once you sign up, you're going to get insights sent to your inbox every morning, setting the table for you in the sports betting market each day, links to our articles, promos for legal sports books, links to our pods, all included in the daily newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, I would highly recommend becoming a VSiN All Access Pro member. You can sign up VSiN.com/subscribe. Once you sign up, you're going to get everything we offer, best bet picks, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, the DraftKings percentages. You'll get it all when you become a pro member. And then, of course, support us on social media. We pump out great sports betting content throughout the day from our Twitter feed. You can follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. And then, of course, if you ever want to shoot me an email, j.applebaum@draftkings.com. You can always DM me, though. That's kind of the easiest and quickest way to get a hold of me. I've been running into a lot of you here all around Vegas, and I must say pretty awesome that we can I can meet another grinder with blinder, grinders with blinders. That's GWB, the old moniker there. But anyway, guys, let's dive right in. See if we can keep our winning streak here going. Let's look to college basketball. I was surprised there's only three games today. I thought for sure we'd get like, you know, at least some like, I don't know, like Ivy League games or, you know, I'm surprised the slate is so small. But anyway, quality, not quantity. We got three games. I got two bets for you. First one on the board. It is our ultimate system match. Unranked home fave versus ranked opponent. That's right. We got a match tonight on Nevada, baby. How fitting that I am in Nevada. But anyway, I love this spot toward Nevada. They're at home against San Diego State. Right off the bat, it's fishy because you know what? We have San Diego State, who is 18-5, ranked 24th. And they've won three of their last four. Nevada, 18-5, but they're unranked. They've also won three of their last four. However, why is Nevada favored if they're unranked versus San Diego State, who's ranked? You guys know by now that's an automatic red flag. Anytime you see an unranked team against a ranked team, something's fishy. Something's going on. Now, the public will say, the wrong team is favored. Hammer San Diego State, they should be favored. I don't know what state that accent was. It was kind of like a maybe New York a little bit, Chicago, who knows? But anyway, whole point being, you guys know by now, embrace the fishy side. If there's one thing that you will learn in sports, it's that the obvious plays don't always win, and the fishy plays that make no sense, they feel like they win a majority of the time. So San Diego State being the dog, despite having the ranking, that's a red flag. Give me Nevada here, guys. Really sharp line move to Nevada. They opened at around like very short, like -1, -1.5. They've gotten bet up to -2, even -2.5 at some shops. So you got to ask yourself, you know, why is line going to Nevada if they're unranked versus San Diego State, who's ranked? Tells us the smart money here is on the Wolfpack. Now, Wolfpack are getting a great bet split here in terms of spread bets, 63% of spread bets, but 76% of spread dollars. So that is a plus 13% smart money discrepancy. Also, KenPom, he's got Nevada winning by one. So you guys know what we do here. We moneyline short favorites. You'll pay a little bit more juice, but you're going to get something in return. The security of knowing that you just have to win the game instead of cover the number. So I got Nevada here on the money line at minus 135. That's what I'm rocking. Now, if you look at the money line wagers, Nevada's only getting 50% of money line bets, but 65% of money line dollars. So further evidence of the bigger, sharper wagers on the Wolfpack. And again, I buried the lead, but unranked home favorites versus ranked opponents. They're 17 and 11 straight up this year, 61%. But since the start of last year, they're 60 and 24 straight up, 71%. So again, this has been an angle that we love, especially if you have a short number to go money line and protect yourself from a tight game. Nevada, by the way, 11 and 1 at home. San Diego State just 4 and 5 on the road. And this is a revenge spot for Nevada. They lost to the Aztecs earlier this year, 71 to 59. So Nevada does have the better field goal percentage, 47% versus 45%. They share the ball better, 15 assists per game versus 13 per game. So I'm going with, of course, you know where I'm going. I'm going with the unranked home favorite versus ranked opponent. Give me Nevada with a sharp line move and a great system match. I'm on Nevada money line at minus 135. Next bet for you in college basketball, Dayton and VCU. Give me VCU here, guys, +1.5. Now, this one's a little fishy as well, because if you look at the matchup here, Dayton is 19-3. They're ranked 18th in the country. So good record, good ranking. VCU is 15-8. But they've lost two straight. They've won two straight and they just beat Fordham 75-60. That's what I meant to say. Anyway, this game opened with Dayton listed as a 2-point road favorite. And the public says Dayton 19-3, ranked 18th against VCU unranked. That line is way too low. Put the house on Dayton. You should never put the house on anything. But that's what the public's saying. This is the layup of the century to take Dayton because the line is so short. However, even though 71% of bets are going with Dayton -2, the line has fallen to -1.5. And even some shops earlier today got down to 1. So really all movement liability has been toward VCU, even though Dayton is the popular bet. So that is a classic reverse line move. When the betting line goes away from the popular side, Dayton toward the unpopular side here, VCU. Now, VCU is only getting 29% of bets, but 36% of dollars here on the spread. So they are the top contrarian play of the day, and they have a good low bets, higher dollars bet split. Also, you look at the free throw percentage. You know, if this is a tight game and you got to get to the line, VCU is shooting 79% from the line versus 74% for Dayton. VCU also has the better defensive efficiency, 59th in the country versus 66. And VCU also is kind of that classic buy low unranked team versus a sell high ranked team. That's 470 and 392 against the spread. Big sample, 55% since the start of last season. So on the one hand, for the Nevada game, we have the unranked home fave ranked opponent. This one, we have a very contrarian reverse line move in favor of the home dog. So I'm taking the points here, guys. Shop around, but pretty widely available now. I'm going VCU +1.5.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Now over to the NBA. Got one NBA bet for you. Hopefully you listen to Morning Bets this morning because you would be beating the closing line right now. But Pelicans-Lakers. Give me the Pelicans, baby. Love the Pelicans here in this spot. Seen a really sharp line move in favor of the Pelicans. And again, this has kind of been the angle that we've been playing throughout the week, these short road favorites. So we had, the Mavericks one night. We had the Warriors one night. Same thing here with the Pelicans. Pelicans open at the Lakers, a very short one-point road favorite. I saw some books that were even like a pick'em game. I saw one book I think was Lakers minus one. So whether it was dog to fave or pick'em to fave or short fave to a bigger fave, we've seen the line move to the Pelicans, minus one up to minus three. Now that's important because this morning they were minus 2.5. So again, this is a money line play for me. I got the Pelicans at, minus 140. Now they're closer to minus 150. Still like them here. Obviously, you're paying a little bit more juice, but that's a good sign that you're paying a higher price because pro money continues to pour in on the Pelicans. So a couple things in terms of the matchup. Number one, let's look at the spread percentages here. 59% bets, 85% money is on the Pelicans laying the points. I'm more concerned about the money line. Again, just win the game straight up. 45% bets, 78% dollars on the money line. Now, Pelicans have the better offensive efficiency, rank 8 in the NBA versus 20 for the Lakers. Better defensive efficiency, 7th versus 15th. And really, I'm going to put a lot of stock into this rest versus tired matchup because the Pelicans, they have been off here for a bit. They haven't played since, I think, Wednesday. And they actually played against the Clippers and won that game straight up. And that, why is that important? Not just you got the momentum, the confidence, the winning streak, but Lakers and Clippers, they play at the same arena. So Pelicans were at the Clippers. Now they're at the Lakers. That means that they haven't had to travel at all. They've been in LA the whole time. So advantage there in terms of having played Wednesday in the same arena. Meanwhile, the Lakers played last night. So this is the second leg of a back-to-back for the Lakers. And again, they lost to the Nuggets last night. But if you look at money lining a favorite against a team on the second leg of a back-to-back. So think of it this way. One team's on the second leg of a back-to-back. They're a dog. You want to fade them. So if the Pelicans are a favorite here, which they are tonight now minus three against a team on the second leg of a back-to-back, that money line straight up system is 117 and 37, 76%. So that's just a great angle there to back the Pelicans. Also, if you look at road favorite straight up, this is the system we've been cashing the last few days here in Vegas with, again, the Warriors and the Mavs. But the road favorites straight up are 192 and 90 on the money line, 68% this season. So we have a tired Lakers team, second leg of a back-to-back. We have a rested Pelicans team who hasn't had to travel. And we have a line move to the Pelicans with a great bet split and some good system matches. I'm going Pelicans on the money line. Again, got minus 140 this morning. Now you're looking at around a minus 150, but let's go Pels. Then last bet for you. I was looking at the hockey slate and there was a team earlier today that I had my eye on and I said, hey, big move. Let's wait it out. You know, see how it develops. Is there buyback? Does it continue? And this team to me, it really, there's been nothing to get me off this play. So I said, hey, let's make it an official bet for the pod. Let's go Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's go Pens. Pens are on the road at the Minnesota Wild. And really, first off, what jumped out to me is this huge line move toward Pittsburgh. This game opened at basically a pick 'em, you know, minus 110, maybe slight like minus 115 favorite toward Pittsburgh. And now I've seen Pittsburgh get bet up to minus 130. So really good steam move here in favor of the Penguins. Now, again, I don't put a ton into percentages when it comes to hockey because it's not a very heavily bet sport, but it's 70% bets, 80% money on Pittsburgh. So maybe a preponderance of wise guys who know hockey betting Pittsburgh. And obviously, because we've seen this such a huge drastic line move toward the Penguins, like minus 110 to minus 130, tells us that, again, bigger wagers are on the Penguins. Now, there is a rest advantage. Pittsburgh played on Tuesday versus Minnesota played Wednesday, so one-day advantage. Now, both teams are averaging 2.9 goals per game. The difference here is defensively. Pittsburgh's only giving up 2.6 goals a game. The Minnesota Wild are giving up 3.3 goals per game. So again, same offense, but the defense really here in goaltending, check the box in terms of Pittsburgh. Now, the other thing I like is the penalty kill. Pittsburgh's much better. They're 81% versus 74% for Minnesota. And the matchup of the goaltenders, it's not going to be Tristan Jarry. It's Nedeljkovic here tonight for Pittsburgh. And I was like, okay, that's not good. The backup, right? But actually, knock on wood, he's been pretty good. Nedeljkovic has a 2.60 goals against average and a 918 save percentage. Meanwhile, Fleury, the ageless wonder here, he's got a 2.95 goals against and an 897 save percentage. And then just to add a cherry on top here, I do have a lot of betting systems here that match on Pittsburgh. One would be a rested favorite off a win. So if you had at least 2 days off, your favorite and you're off a win, those teams are 64% over the last two seasons. If you're a favorite off a win playing a team who missed the playoffs the previous year, that's 99-56 this season, 64%. And then if you have, what else do I have? Variations of that system. Road fave off a win, road fave versus non-playoff team, favorite off a win, opponent missed post, rested fave off win. Yeah, so they're all variations of the same system, but they all match here on Pittsburgh tonight. So not a bad price at all, minus 130. Taking a shot here on the Pens. Let's go Pittsburgh. Let's go Sidney Crosby. Let's get a W here. Give me the Penguins at minus 130. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily, or sorry, VSiN Market Insights pod. You always, you know, mix up your own pods. That's what happens when you have two of them each day. But anyway, guys, that does it for episode 963 of the Market Insights pod. Reminder, if you enjoy the pod, if it's helped you to cash some bets, if you've had a pretty good week, remember we had a bad Monday and been pretty good since, so we're clawing our way back here. But if the pod, more importantly, obviously we all want to win. It's, you know, results, it's scoreboard, wins and losses are critical. But to me, the pod, I want to mention winners. I want to talk winners. I want to help you guys win. But it's more of, you know, the thought process, you know, teaching a way to approach sports betting that is, you know, doable. And again, people, you know, bet based on opinion, they lose and then they want to either quit or they keep going. And maybe you want to, of course, become a pro bettor, set your own numbers. That would be great. But not everyone can do that. But you know what you can do? You can learn how to read the market. And if you can read the market, you can be a winning sports bettor. So maybe this style of betting you never really thought of, and you know, I've shown you a thing or two along the way in terms of looking at line movement, percentages, bets in dollars, betting systems, fading trendy dogs, except on the Chiefs, of course. And then again, dog to fave line moves, obscure line moves in college hoops. Any of the things that we talk about, has it helped you at all to become a sharper better? Well, hopefully the answer is yes. And if it is yes, I have a question. I have an ask of you. Could you buy my book? Support the team. Pick up a copy of The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Go to Amazon.com, type in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. It's got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management strategy. It's all included in The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So grab a copy and I'll meet you at the book somewhere in Vegas and I'll sign it for you and I will buy you a beer. That's a promise. But anyway, guys, that about does it. Another pod here in the books. Reminder, of course, I'll mention this just with the Super Bowl. Again, not much has changed. I'm expecting over the next couple days, obviously, for bigger bets to come in. The only thing that I will mention that's changed a little bit since yesterday, we're still San Fran -2, but the total is maybe ticking up a bit. It was 47.5 pretty much all week. I'm seeing a couple shops juiced up 47.5 over -115. I do see one book that's at 48. So again, you can look at it one of two ways. One way is if you like the over, you know, it might be rising here. Number two is if you like the under and you want to go contrarian, 65% of bets are on the over, then wait it out so you can get under 48. But again, it's kind of the calm before the storm, but I can just tell you being here in Vegas, it's really starting to pick up. Everyone's flying in. I see a lot of Chiefs fans. I see a lot of Niners fans, but that action is really going to get down here in the market and we'll see if it can have an effect and cause these numbers to move. But I went on Sharp Money yesterday. I was able to meet Dustin in person and see Amal Shaw and see my buddy Patrick Maher. And I was mentioning that if you're on the Titanic, you got to mention the iceberg. So maybe the Titanic, the analogy I was trying to make, I don't know how artful it came out, but my analogy was the power ratings say the 49ers are the Titanic, this incredible ship that's strong with talent and great roster. But you know what? There's an iceberg out there. His name is Patrick Mahomes. So you can create the greatest ship in the world, the best roster in the world, but it doesn't matter if you hit the iceberg. And to me, Mahomes, the iceberg, as a dog, 10-1 against the spread, I'm not changing where I'm at. I'm +2 here with Kansas City. But anyway, guys, we'll continue to cover this over the next couple days. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. If we can do that, if we can find that sweet spot, we're going to be successful better. So whether I see you at the Borgata, in Atlantic City, Twin River, in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods, or Mohegan Sun, or of course, the Encore in my neck of the woods in Boston. But really, I should probably change the end of my spiel here when I'm in Vegas. Whether I see you at, this is just off the cuff. Whether I see you at the South Point, whether I see you at Circa, whether I see you at the Mandalay Bay, whether I see you at the Wynn, the Westgate, whether I see you at Cosmopolitan, wherever I may see you, you're going to walk up to me. And you're going to show me some nice tickets from last night. Show me a Grizzlies Bulls over. Show me a Flames Devils over. Show me Penn State. Show me Binghamton. But those two Utah tickets, Utah Valley, Utah, get out of here. Great night, 4-2, plus 1.36 units. But you know what? We should have been 6-0. But that's all right, guys. We have our finger on the pulse. We are right there. Let's see if we can have another winning night here tonight. So enjoy the sweats. Again, I'll be back at it, speaking of the sweat, very early tomorrow morning. I'm actually a little bit nervous because the show out here starts at 5 a.m. That means I got to get to circuit like 4 a.m. That means I got to wake up at like 2 a.m. So Friday night, I know it pops off in Vegas. Not for your boy. I'm pretty much got to get to bed now, so I'll be ready for it tomorrow. But I'm looking forward to it, guys. I'll also be posting the Sharp Report. Big day of college basketball tomorrow, so very much looking forward to that. But I'll catch you on the sweat, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning. And I'll see if we can have a good weekend here as we get closer and closer to the big game. But enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Friday. I'll see you tomorrow. And again, can't wait to sweat the Super Bowl with you. Have a great day, everybody. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.